Judges chapter 12. A call went out to the men of Ephraim. They passed through Zaphon and said to Jephthah, "Why did you pass through to fight against the people of Ammon and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house down over you." Jephthah said to them, "I and my people were in a great conflict with the people of Ammon. When I called you, you did not rescue me from them. When I saw that you did not rescue me, I put my life in my own hand and passed through against the people of Ammon, and Yahweh gave me victory. Why have you come to fight against me today?" Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead, and he fought against Ephraim. The men of Gilead attacked the men of Ephraim because they said, "You Gileadites are fugitives in Ephraim." In Ephraim and Manasseh, the Gileadites captured the fords of the Jordan leading to Ephraim. When any of the survivors of Ephraim said, "Let me go over the river," the men of Gilead would say to him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said no, then they would say to him, "Say Shibboleth." And if he said Sibboleth, for he could not pronounce the word correctly, the Gileadites would seize him and kill him at the fords of the Jordan. 42,000 Ephraimites were killed at that time. Jephthah served as a judge over Israel for 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. After him, Ibzan of Bethlehem served as a judge over Israel. He had 30 sons. He gave away 30 daughters in marriage, and he brought from the outside 30 daughters of other men for his sons. He judged Israel for 7 years. Ibzan died and was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon the Zebulunite served as judge over Israel. He judged Israel for 10 years. Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried in Ajalon in the land of Zebulun. After him, Abdon, son of Hillel, the Perathonite, served as a judge over Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons. They rode on 70 donkeys, and he judged Israel for 8 years. Abdon, son of Hillel, the Perathonite, died and was buried in Perathon in the land of Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites.